Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Am I speaking to Alejandro Gonzalez?
Nope.
Hey, Alejandro. I'm just...
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, you're not. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to participate?
An opinion on what?
It's about issues facing your community and the nation. It only takes about 5 minutes.
Tell you what, sounds like you got a job to do, and I'm just cleaning. So go ahead. Fire away.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and a registered voter?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or definitely will not vote?
Considering, like you said, it's out there, if I live that long, I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
59.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispano, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed? Sir?
Chicano.
Chicano, okay. Hispanic, Latino, then. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied a little bit, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's kind of a loaded question, my friend. I will say dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you very much. Now I'd like for you to rate your feelings for some people, some organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are very warm and you have good feelings and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have an opinion, if you have no opinion, or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Woke culture or wokeism? Wokeism.
50.
50. Thank you. Moms for Liberty.
Oh. That was a useless windbag. Yeah. So 0.
I'm sorry?
Settle. 0. The
0.
Big goose
Thank
egg.
You. Thank you. The National Education Association, or NEA.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Public school teachers.
100.
I'm sorry?
100. Uno cero cero.
Thank you, 100. The U.S. Department of Education.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Oh, 75.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Public schools.
80. We could do better.
8. Thank you. Charter schools.
You know what? I don't know enough about charter schools. I know it's not something that I sent my kids to, so we'll go 50 on the charter schools.
Okay. Thank you. Next question.
I don't dispute their right to exist and do business. I just,
I understand. Thank you very much for your answer. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Overall, across the country, fair.
Yeah. Would you say it's fair. Excellent, good,
fair.
Just fair, or
fair? Fair. Just fair.
Fair. Thank you. Next question. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools, much better. Public schools, somewhat better. Charter school, somewhat better. Charter school, much better, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them, or 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from 0 to 10.
Oh, that's like a 3.
3. Okay, thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from 0 to 10.
5.
Can you please repeat your answer? I kind of lost you.
5.
5. Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. 0 to 10.
Oh. Yeah, that's like a 3.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
8.
From 8. Okay, thank you. Help American compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. 0 to 10.
2.
2. Thank you. Become more organized and have structure. 0 to 10.
I don't know. Is there an I don't know? Let's do 4.
Yeah, you could say 4. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Will you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money, too much or not enough on education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you very much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree, because the question's worded shitty. So
thank
somewhat
you.
Agree.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. They should be able to do what they need to get the information out.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Repeat that question.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
Oh, fuck them. Strongly oppose.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Thank you very much. Increasing discipline in schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support, because again, badly worded.
Okay. Thank you. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new black studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten or 12th grade public school curriculum?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. We are at 85%. We almost done. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means that you find it somewhat convincing, or 0 that means that you find it not convincing at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First question, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history on this nation and that the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
10 means I believe it, right?
Yes. Very convincing.
10.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. 0 to 10.
Again, badly worded. It's not the teachers that decide, but 10.
Thank you. working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate an increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. 0 to 10.
10.
10. Thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of your schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD,
bachelor's.
MD?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last past 10 years?
Ooh. Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last past 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply?
No.
I'm sorry?
Does not apply.
Okay, thank you. Is an education such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, apply to someone in your household, or doesn't apply?
Someone in the house.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I thank you. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.